The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hello and happy hump day. It's time for the Nate Darling Show.
I understand the hype.
With Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana
D. Test of time, obviously.
And now,
it's pretty
a man
groundbreaking
with the true
stuff.
Love
it's
of lady lumps.
It's time, wasn't it?
Here's Nate.
What?
We've started the show. Ted didn't put his headphones on, so he missed the part.
Hi, everyone. I'm just having a conversation with myself.
I had no idea what he was even talking about.
In case you're wondering, we're talking about how awesome Buffy the Vampire Slayer is.
Did you ask me that before he started?
Yeah. I yeah. did, but then he started
So basically, Ted is just admitting that he just blacked out for a little bit, and he has no idea where he is or what.
I do that,
happened.
Too, when I'm talking about Buffy. It's okay. It's a good show.
That's really weird and embarrassing.
Part of it's my fault.
There's no warning. I had my headphones on, so.
You didn't have your headphones on. I had my head down. I was concerned with starting the show, and
I thought you were a professionally trained radio DJ.
I am, but...
You should have told everybody.
I forget that not everybody else
Leave
is.
No man behind.
Wait a minute. If I was professionally trained, I would have just been ready.
Excuse me, I did the Wacky Wednesday Night News for an entire semester in college, which is just like being a semi-trained... I knew how to hit the button to tape it. I don't know.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
What? Exactly. All right, coming up on the show, One Direction get high. The Kardashians are awful.
Oh.
And
they're still talking about this. Why are they still fucking relevant?
Because we talk about them.
Yeah. Well, not just us. Everybody.
No, we
does.
Are making them relevant. We are the star makers.
We're the star makers.
Nate Darling Show.
Right now, I want to thank everybody who's been shopping Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. Thank you so much. Continue to do so. Carry on as you were. We love you.
Go for it.
Also, in a moment, we'll go over our... our top five men and women that we would each want to be stranded on a desert island with.
Yeah.
That's what we've been... We talked about that a few shows ago, and the list is out. But first, I got to see A Million Ways to Die in the West.
How was it?
I enjoyed it a great deal.
Were there really a million ways?
No.
That false was advertising?
Little bit. Here's what I will say about the movie. Seth MacFarlane should have hired someone to direct the movie or to play the main character because he seemed a little overwhelmed doing both.
That's one thing I don't know how I felt about. I was kind of okay not watching it the other night because I'm just like, I don't want to ruin Seth MacFarlane for me because I'm like, don't try too hard, man.
Here's what I would say. The first 30 to 40 minutes could have been edited down to about 15 minutes long, and you would not have lost anything. It moves a little slow. There's a lot of exposition about what's going on. There's a lot of sweeping shots of beautiful shots, mind you, of I believe they were in New Mexico shooting. But it just moved kind of slow at the beginning. I wanted it to move a little bit quicker. Once it got into the movie, I enjoyed it. I thought it was very funny. Neil Patrick Harris was hilarious.
Neil Patrick Harris is
You know what? I was going to watch the Tony Awards, which I'm now confused about what day this show is airing.
This is next Wednesday.
I probably will not have watched it because because Hugh Jackman is hosting and not Neil Patrick Harris.
Why is he hosting?
I don't know, but it should always be Neil Patrick Harris forever.
Always, yeah. It's yeah. I don't.
Nobody.
Wait, oh,
else.
Yeah. Why is Hugh Jackman?
Because his butt. I don't know.
It's he true. Does have a nice and, ass. And if his ass is hosting, fine.
His
the
ass
muscle.
Is hosting.
And he's also.
Oh,
he's
the
also
muscles almost made me go straight. Actually, made me go by for a little bit. It was weird. Am I still talking? Oops.
So A Million Ways to Die in the West. I thought it was really funny. Sarah Silverman. I thought was very good in the role and. The weird pairing, but this didn't hit me until after I walked out of the movie. The acting talent between Charlize Theron and Seth MacFarlane, the distance between them is as wide as the Grand Canyon. And you don't really realize it because the scenes that they're in together, they're perfectly watchable. They're perfectly good. They're funny. But he just doesn't have the same screen presence
gravitas.
That she does. Yeah. And he's just sort of like, hey. And
yeah, that's I would
I'm
definitely...
pretty and looking at the camera.
Here's what I will say about the movie. I enjoyed it a great deal. I laughed my ass off. There are some scenes that still, when I just think about them, make me laugh greatly. There are three cameos in the film. One was spoiled by one of their own ads. but I won't spoil the others. But there are three cameos, and the last one was hilarious. It was kind of completely out of nowhere, but in the context of everything, if you really look back on it, it's sort of expected. It is not Blazing Saddles. It is not as funny as Ted. Ted is a better movie.
Have you ever seen Wrestler's Rhapsody? That is one of my favorite comedic Western movies.
I have not.
It's also not. I think everybody goes straight for Blazing Saddles, but I recommend it. I don't know if it's streamable anywhere, but look it up. It's funny.
Yeah. So A Million Ways to Die in the West, I would give it, out of 5 stars, I would give it 3 to 3.5.
Okay, so I'm not going to make the person feel bad.
No.
Wait, can I make the person feel bad? Because I really am okay.
Oh, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Is that like a bitch thing to do? Make someone feel bad for like a movie that you didn't want to see, really?
Yeah.
Missing a movie you didn't really
want. Well, now that they can prove you didn't want to see it.
Yeah.
By playing this podcast. Yeah.
It's a dick thing to do.
You should have kept it on the DL. And
damn. Well, she doesn't listen to it.
Oh, then go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Knock yourself out. It's America, for God's sake.
So America.
A Million Ways to Die in the West. If you're a huge Seth MacFarlane fan, you'll probably enjoy it. Just get ready to be a little bored for 30 minutes.
If you're a huge Seth MacFarlane fan, what's wrong with you?
No, I was going to say, I like what he does kind of sort of with the cartoony stuff, but like, and then it might be his face. Like Zoolander dude, face.
He looks like maybe he's, I don't know, he's so pretty. Like there's something wrong with him.
Bruno Mars bothers me. Like his face bothers me. Hmm. Zoolander, what's his name? Ben Stiller. His face bothers me. I can't watch
Ben
Stiller.
He's not as pretty as.
He's not, but something about his.
My sister-in-law can't watch Ben Stiller either.
Okay, so
she wants to like throw things at the TV.
Okay, so I'm glad I'm not weird.
Not because of that.
Oh. What?
We saw your boobs. In the movie that we saw your boobs. Meryl Streep, we saw your boobs in Silkwood.
Seth MacFarlane hosting the Oscars.
I do remember.
Hilarious.
This.
I enjoyed it.
I still don't know how I feel about that song because it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I think everybody that was in on it, it's meant to be a joke. It's not meant to cause any harm.
That doesn't excuse humor that derives from like bad sources. But in this case, I'm still sure I feel that. There you go. Move on. Next story.
What?
Over Seth MacFarlane.
Anyway, so if you're not a huge Seth MacFarlane fan, you probably won't enjoy it. But Neil Patrick Harris is very good, and Liam Neeson plays a bad guy. And Charlize Theron was funny.
She's pretty.
But
she is. But you see Young Adult? That movie's amazing. Charlize Theron, you can act like a crazy. She's so good.
Oh, my gosh. She's
so good.
I just want to stare at her all day.
All right. Speaking of people you want to stare at all day, it's time for our list of people we'd like to spend, I believe we said 5 years on a desert island with.
I know there's a time limit on it.
Just who you're going
to
be stuck on.
I need to revise my list.
I think we're putting too many. I think we're putting too many
rules on
it. It's a little party game. We don't need to get to.
It is. All right. So let's start with Ted.
Oh, I have the absolute least sexy list you'll ever hear.
That's okay.
Put that out there.
Sexy to you,
Ted,
man.
Nope. Ted, let's hear your...
No, it's not even sexy to you.
That's a problem.
Not really. No. It's... Sorry, what were you going to say, Nate?
Let's start with your five guys, because everybody did five guys and five ladies.
Your gay island and your straight island.
So let's start with your five guys.
Opposite attraction.
And then we'll go around the room and we'll come back and get your five girls later.
Okay. Can I preface it or should I just go right to it?
You can if you feel the need to.
Well, that's not my preface. I was trying to get a mix of people that actually wanted to learn from and hang out with and listen to. And
bone, right?
I ain't put too much boning on there.
Am I the only one that put like just strictly boning?
I ain't go for the boning, but that's just
people.
Me. That,
I'm the boning is kind of...
Not in a boning...
5 years.
Sure.
So, I put Les Stroud on my list. He's a full-time wilderness guide, survival instructor, and musician.
Okay.
Because I want to stay alive. I don't see it being practical.
Okay.
I put Louis C.K. because he is... fantastically funny and fantastically smart.
And he's pretty attractive, actually. And like a weird...
You're so
like,
weird. I don't get women that think he's attractive. Like, I have a friend that wants to do him, and I'm just like, why?
I have weird taste. But anyway. But Ted didn't put him there to bone. So.
No, these are not people to bone. And then I went for spiritual mystic guys. The Dalai Lama, the Baal Shem Tov, and Rumi. Because I think they'd be fascinating, and I'm interested in mysticism right now, and I think to get them all three on the same island would be cool. So
it's not your gay island.
My non-sexy island.
Who are the last two?
Sorry.
Excuse my ignorance.
The Dalai Lama, you know. Baal Shem Tov is kind of the founder of Hebrew mysticism, of Jewish mysticism,
or recognized
as one of the leaders. He's got amazing Hasidic stories, and Hasidism is a form of Judaism about not about
the structure of religion, but more about the spirituality of it. And I, the Kabbalah and things like that, which I'm interested in. Rumi is the kind of Muslim equivalent of that for Sufism, the kind of Muslim Islamic version of mysticism. So.
I think I just got smarter listening to you describe that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can dumb it down a notch and tell us yours.
What?
Oh, no, I know. That's not true.
No, it's so true.
All right, let's keep with the guys. Diana, who are your five guys?
Oh, shit. Okay, majority of this list is just boning.
sure.
If I went that way. I mean, if it's 5 years, I might as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Because he has a nice ass in the V. Justin Bieber, that we all knew that was going to happen.
Right.
Zac Efron.
Okay.
Kind of obsessed with him.
You do like him young.
I do.
and effeminate.
Well, that makes sense.
This one, I'm like, okay, I don't know why I have such an attraction to him, but McLovin. I can't remember his name.
McLovin.
Oh, yeah. Scrawny guy from
it's hilarious.
God, I actually
super
did.
Bad, right?
Super bad, right? Yeah, yeah, I like, and he was a neighbor too, but like, I actually did know his name for a little bit. Like, he's really cute. I saw him in interviews.
Jay, is it the one he's in This Is the End too? Jay, I can't remember his last name. Boo.
Maybe. No. But he's like really.
No, it's the other guy. Sorry.
It's the other guy.
I got it wrong.
He seems really cool. And then Gabriel Iglesias, because he's like my favorite comic. I just want to talk to him about comedy and like storytelling and probably learn impressions.
Oh, cool.
But that's it. Yeah, nice. Most of them is just boning.
It's supposed to be people that you'd want to do. That's what makes it fun. So yeah,
instead
good.
Of like learn. That's what I'm like. Yeah, I
sorry
totally
to make
like
my
jump,
not fun.
Yeah, like totally
no, I mean
it
it's cool.
Look, maybe Ted wants
you.
Maybe Ted wants to meditate. And
I'm
not
in a,
do people.
I'm in a contemplative part in my place in my life right now. So yeah. I need to learn and expand.
Now I just sound like a sex addict.
Oh no, that's cool.
my list is primarily, you know.
Who are your five guys?
My five guys are Ben Affleck, because I've had a crush on him since his first role in The Voyage of the Mimi, an educational series on PBS when he was like 10 years old. He's only gotten cuter from there. Peter Sarsgaard.
Okay.
Does it for me. I don't know why. He's brooding and he's just sexy.
I'm changing one of mine really quickly.
the overlap
Scott,
there.
Scott Foley from Felicity or Scandal,
you know
more
what?
Of late.
Yeah, I didn't. I kind of got
Kat,
it.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Scott Foley is the.
Noel.
Yeah. He was oddly cute.
I said Noel. I was coming up with this list at rehearsal and I said Noel. And somebody was like, you mean Noel, like a person that we know in town? And I'm like, no. These are celebrities. So yeah, definitely Noel. Christopher Eccleston, he's the ninth doctor from Doctor Who. Sexy. Okay. I'm up to four. And then there's sort of a two way tie for the fifth person.
Nope. I had a tie too.
Yeah.
I think so many rules for this.
I'm gonna have to give it to Brendan Fraser.
Okay.
Just for a long time crush, and he barely defeated Nathan Fillion for the final spot.
Wait, is that a?
He wasn't Encino Man.
He wasn't Encino Man.
George of the Jungle.
He was in George of the Jungle. Yeah. He's also in Gods and Monsters, which is a truly fantastic film that maybe arguably has more artistic value than George of the Jungle. So
not even bringing that back up.
Yeah. He was also in The Mummy, so he's done some things.
He was in The Mummy. He was in.
Dudley Do Right.
The one with Dudley Do Right. I love that. I love that movie, by the way. No, he was in the one. Oh, what's it? Blast from the Past or something?
Yes.
Oh,
that's a cute movie.
Yes, it was. I saw that at a drive-in.
I love Brendan Fraser. So
very good. My five guys, and I just changed one. I just as you were mentioning,
who just got booted?
Mark Wahlberg.
Speaking of the V.
Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg.
Should go on my list.
You mentioned Ben Affleck. And that made me drop Mark Wahlberg for Matt Damon.
I'm fucking Matt Damon.
Yeah. That's not why. But yeah, Matt Damon. I think Matt Damon would be cool to hang out with.
Matt Damon would be.
Seth MacFarlane, also on my list.
He's awful pretty.
In no particular order. Dude can sing, so he can be entertaining.
Sure.
We can tell jokes and pass the time. George Clooney on my list, because why isn't George Clooney on everybody's list?
That's true.
So predictable, though. I don't care.
I think that's,
Here's where predictability goes out the door.
I'm not sure he'd want to be on my straight island with me, though.
Who?
He might want to be on...
George Clooney?
Somebody else's. Do we know for sure with him? I don't know. I feel like he's sexy enough that he probably just does have sex with everybody.
Nah. George Clooney?
Yeah. He's like, is the embodiment of sex.
Well, it never came. I feel like something like that would have came out.
I don't know. If he can,
that story would have broke. He's not very low-key.
No. I know, but still.
Maybe he just does them in Italy. That's
I
all.
Bet. You know, through it with George Clooney and Matt Damon.
I would
Affleck
brag
would
about
be pretty
that
hot.
Shit. Yeah. Oh, God.
So, number in no particular order, Bear Grylls is on my list because I would also like to live.
Yeah.
He's a survivalist. He had a show on the Discovery Channel. He's crazy and British and will drink
that's
his own
just
tea.
How I like my men.
Crazy and British, yes. And this is a wild card that no one else would have. Bill Engvall, who's a comedian. He was on the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
All right.
Does Here's Your Sign, which is his big bit. But the reason I would have him is he is also an Angels fan, and we could talk about Angels baseball.
Yeah, after you do it, you mean?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Right after we do it.
She's
pillow
top.
Wow, you're insisting.
Well, the point is
island.
It's supposed to...
That's the point you want it to be.
It's supposed to be your...
Yeah,
open-minded
people,
gay island.
Well, some people, I guess, like, you know, to them, like intelligence is sexy, and
yeah,
like
yeah,
the,
yeah.
It's like a literal mind fuck.
Yeah,
I guess I'm just in a shallow point of my life, well, and which is why I'm like pure like sex.
I picked
attractive.
Matt Damon and George Clooney.
No,
and
you're fine.
No,
you're okay.
Your picks
they're
are
so
good.
Bad. There's no wrong choices. It's giving me all a hard time. All
right, let's go to the late. Let's go.
Your choices are all wrong because Justin Bieber's not on your list.
All right, let's go to the ladies. Ted, let's start with your list of ladies.
I feel really self-conscious because none of these ladies are bonable with the possible exception of one. But
Wait, why aren't they bonable? I'm sure they're bonable.
Everyone's
yeah,
attractive
that's
and bonable
true.
In their
so,
own right.
On the theme of the spirituality, I had Mother Teresa on my island. I'm sure
she's not bonable.
Would be.
Never mind.
I hit that.
I take it back.
Oh, my God. Ella proved us all wrong. Ella proved us all wrong. That was perfect. Because I was like, no, everyone is bonable.
Moving down the line to ladies who like to hook up with Ted Sampson, Ellen DeGeneres, who's super funny and
what?
Oh,
she's
yeah.
she's
cute.
She's
but,
awesome.
I know it maybe seems cheesy because like, she just passed away. But I I wanted people that have a lot to say. They're interesting. So I put Maya Angelou on my list.
Oh, yeah.
And then I actually have two bonables on my list, I'll say. Cause
to be fair, Maya Angelou did
she
work.
Was beautiful when she was younger. Yeah. I mean, she's beautiful all her life, but she was, she traded in her hotness in the beginning
in a
good way.
And she did work as a prostitute.
Well,
for a short period.
Yeah, she struggled.
I'm just saying.
She struggled a lot in her life.
But she was
she's
like a singer and like a, you know.
She's done a lot of things.
She's fascinating.
Amazing.
It'd be fascinating. Then I have, I'm going to switch mine out. I'm going to put Tina Fey on my list just because she's hilarious and also really attractive and cute.
Okay.
And I put Scarlett Johansson because she's my celebrity crush.
Ooh, nice.
There you go.
She almost made mine, but she did not. Scarlett.
And just for the... Yeah. Beck asked if she could be my island, and I said, in theory, but not for this game. So
not for this game.
Yep. It's just a game, Becca.
It's just a game.
We know Becca would be on your actual island, like if you actually had to go to an island.
That's
true. I know Becca would be there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's okay. This is just a game.
I know. It's okay.
I would not put the person I'm dating on the island because I'm going to put like other hello trying to be... I'm like, no, sorry. Totally. I wouldn't cheat ever.
Okay, Diana, who are your top five ladies?
Well, I got to put my wife on there, Ellen Page. Definitely for every reason because she's adorable, she's amazing, she's intelligent. Jennifer Lawrence because she's amazing and hilarious.
Yeah.
Just like her personality. I think we would actually make really good friends. We'd totally be BFFs. I'm only doing this because I want to be on her show. But Chelsea Handler, that's always been my dream to be on the round table. So I'm doing that.
You better hurry because she's done in August.
Fuck my life. Are you serious?
Yeah. Done.
There's still time.
It's only June.
Yeah.
I mean,
come on,
it's
Dan.
True.
Just tweet a lot.
You got two
Twitter
months.
Campaign.
Tweet.
Oh my God. You just
#ruined... draft Diana.
Can we start that? And send me to the Bunny Ranch? There's so many things we need to do on the show.
We really do. On location with Diana.
I actually just dropped Whitney Cummings for Tina Fey.
Oh.
All right.
That's a good choice.
That's a good choice. I don't know why I forgot Tina Fey. The only reason Whitney Cummings was on there because I really like Two Broke Girls. like writing wise, because I do want to be a writer. So I want to have someone on there that I can talk to, and I do admire. And Tina Fey to me is a comedic genius.
Mm-hmm.
So she's definitely on there, and Charlize Theron because she's sexy as hell.
Oh yeah,
so sexy.
Christiana,
Famke Janssen,
okay.
J Lo,
yes.
Tina Fey.
Okay. Oh, Tina Fey's 3 for 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to break that streak.
Christina Hendricks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She was on my
Who's cut. Christina Hendricks?
She's from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
And from Serenity.
Redhead. Yeah.
So she gets in there. Have you watched Serenity yet?
I've seen Serenity, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And final is, again, like, this was a tough... Kristen Bell was in the running, but she's still sort of... And she's not young. She's like in she's like in 30, her, but yeah, but she just seems so young. And so I think I'm going to give it to Casey Wilson because I think she's hilarious.
Okay.
So yeah, and so all of these meet the LA Story type test of somebody that I think I could sleep with and still watch TV with after. Like that's a good test.
I think that would work with my guys.
That's the test. There you go.
You sleep with them and watch TV with them after?
Yeah, yeah. I would cuddle with Bear Grylls.
You know what? I think cuddling is very important. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. That's how I want to, like, I'm like getting dating advice from you guys right now. I'm like mentally making my list based on your guys' island.
Oh.
Well, get ready to get that blown up.
Do you think the Dalai Lama's a cuddler? I don't know. He might be.
Emotionally, sure.
Emotional cuddler.
I kid.
All right, here's my list. Ronda Rousey.
Who's that?
Ronda Rousey.
MMA ladies champion Ronda Rousey. She's also an Olympic medalist.
Oh, I think I've seen pictures of her.
She's in the UFC.
Yeah, she's...
If any ass needed to be whooped, you know, like some strange islanders came over, like on Gilligan's Island, she'd whoop their ass.
Or the Russians.
She would totally take down the Russians.
Ronda Rousey, you said?
Ronda Rousey. R-O-U-S-E-Y.
R-O-U-S-E-Y.
Number four is Kobe Smulders.
She's hot.
Why does that name sound so familiar?
She was in...
How I Met Your Mother.
And... She was in the Captain America movie.
Wait, yeah. What character is she playing? How
she's Robin.
Oh. Oh, yeah, she's hot.
She's funny.
Number three, Kate Upton, because I would just love to watch her jog on the beach. That would just be mesmerizing.
Yeah, Kate Upton.
Oh my God, I would love
to take a special slow mo button with you.
I would rest my head on her breasts and just be happy. Number two, Charlize Theron.
Oh, she's
because she's awesome.
She's amazing.
And she's South African, too, so
is
a little
she?
Exotic.
I'm moving to a different country.
Oh, okay. Americans just don't cut it anymore.
You know,
I had Canadians to import my partner.
To be fair, my top two, not American. My number one is an Aussie, Yvonne Strahovski.
Who's that?
She was in Chuck.
She's pretty.
She was in the last two seasons of Dexter.
which is she the
don't poison. Spoil Dexter for me.
She was the poisoner.
The poisoner. Oh, she is hot.
That doesn't
spoil. That's not a spoiler.
She's on the new season of 24.
Might start watching 24.
You mean 12?
Yep, I do. Actually, it's 12 and a half because...
What?
Actually, it's 13 because the premiere was 2 hours. So it's 13. But they didn't want to call it that. So that's my list.
That's a good list. I'm enjoying everyone's list. I definitely think I need to go read more books after hearing Nate's... definitely not Nate's.
Oh, yeah.
Ted's
I need
list.
To,
watch
need
more
go,
UFC.
You need to flip through more magazines for my list.
Yeah.
Although it's very telling that you know, kind of the direction everybody went in. With my guys, I went with all comedians except for Bear Grylls because I want to live.
Very practical.
And the ladies, I just went with really hot actresses and Ronda Rousey because she's freaking awesome.
I wish I could bring more than five people.
Well,
I wish this was a real thing.
Oh, you want to live in an island?
You can pick five people to live on an island for 5 years.
Okay. Well, there's four of us.
It's so true.
I don't think it's a good idea. Let's not do it.
Probably not. Well, a Kauai man is speaking out. Speaking of islands, after he was sentenced and fined for making his son walk a mile home from school, Kilauea resident Robert DeMond pleaded no contest to endangering the welfare of a minor, but he told Kahon 2 that all he was trying to do was discipline his son. He said when he picked up his 8-year-old son from A+ at Kilauea Elementary School, he noticed his son was on a timeout. On their way home, he asked him what happened. He answered, I don't know. And I go, you need to take responsibility for your actions. Why were you in timeout? He kept saying, I don't know. About a mile from home, DeMond stopped the car along the Kuhui Highway and told his son to walk home. I told him basically to think about what you did at A-plus to put you in timeout. When he went back roughly 5 minutes later, his son was gone. Turns out a bystander saw him crying, brought him back to the school, and called police. As we went there, we picked up my son. I wasn't able to see my son. I was put under arrest, he said. The judge sentenced DeMond to 1 year of probation and a $200 fine, calling his actions old school punishment that wasn't appropriate. He also has to take parenting classes.
Okay, considering the new school kids and new school society sucks, maybe we should go a little old school. And that was the worst. Kids these days are fucking... I think it's a little ridiculous. A mile, too? Really? You can run that in fucking 8 minutes.
Well,
like,
oh, my God. What a bragger. Not all of us can run that in 8 minutes.
Well, I didn't say now. Don't get into a sin.
At 8 years old.
Ever. I could never run it in 8 minutes.
Mine was like 8:37 was my quickest time.
Not while you're crying.
Yeah.
Tears cream dry.
Which is how I feel when I run all the time, actually.
No, I got like hard. I mean, I got like thrown out of the house and like locked out when I was 5.
What? That might be a little harsh.
Oh, wait, is that a little... Oh, never mind.
That might be a little harsh.
Never mind. Yeah, so this guy's being a little bitch, and then...
This is like, 8 year old being a bitch.
Like, I don't know. It's crying, like, yeah, you... First off, scared. At 8, you shouldn't be like... The thing is, like, I hate this, and I learned really quick never to say this to my parents, but when they ask you a question, don't say, I don't know, or never mind.
You know, what you do say is...
I know it!
Why were you putting time out?
I know it!
I can't... The kid's voice sounds so cartoony.
Well, he does. He sounds just like SpongeBob SquarePants.
He has a future. That's wonderful.
That kid's Howard Dean moment.
But yeah, I think...
What?!
The judge and everyone just needs to fucking not put their panties in a little bunch.
Christiana, you have a youngster, not quite 8 years old yet.
No,
but what do you think of this?
I don't know. I posted this story on Facebook too, and I got some feedback from a friend of mine who lives in Hawaii and another friend of mine who like frequents Hawaii, I guess, kind of this area. And according to my friend who lives there, this is a place where people walk, so it's not, you know, just like a major highway where they drop the kid off or
whatever.
Yeah,
they didn't drop her off on the side
but,
of I-5.
I mean, to me, I think that the charges are probably excessive. However, what led to it, everything was okay until I'm not sure why they decided to do what they do. And we still don't really know. We don't really know the whole story. But the kid got picked up by another parent and driven back to the school because this person saw an 8-year-old crying on the side of the road.
Right.
So I think that's okay. I would, you know.
Absolutely.
If the kid was just walking, probably no one would have stopped. Or if people just stopped and he's walking and he's fine walking home, then I think it's right to be like, oh, fucking kids today are so weak, whatever. No, this kid's crying. If I saw a kid crying on the side of the road or someone saw my kid crying on the side of the road, I hope they would stop and see what's wrong.
My thing is,
you know, and I don't know what the kid told them, you know, I got grounded or whatever. It's all fine. It's calling the cops after that may or may not be a problem. But in reality, even with my other friend's input, we don't really know what the highway looked like where the kid was picked up. We don't know how safe it actually was. Like, whatever. Maybe it's excessive. However, also the third part of this that's relevant is that it was a plea deal.
Mm-hmm.
If he'd actually gone through the whole process, maybe he would have ended up with nothing at all.
Or he could have ended up in jail.
Right. So always take like you play out. It's fine.
Yeah, I agree with you to the point. I mean, he sought this discipline for his kid, went back, was going to give him like 5 minutes to sort of scare him and go, what did you learn? Teach him responsibility. It is an old school way of doing things, which I don't have a problem with. The parent who saw the kid crying on the side of the road and thought, oh my gosh, something must be wrong. I should pick this kid up and brought them back to the school. Don't have a problem with them. I do have a problem with the parents then, or with the school then calling the police instead of calling the parents. Because you don't fucking know, you overreaching school administrative prick.
Well, yeah, but again, there's probably mandatory reporting laws in Hawaii where if they weren't getting a straight answer from this kid, kid's probably just crying and
little
saying,
Bobby, I don't know.
Daddy left me on the side of the road.
It's little fucking Bobby, I don't know. He didn't know why he was in timeout. He didn't know why he was on the side of the road. He doesn't know shit.
He's also 8. He probably, these are,
no,
these
8-year-olds
are legit.
Fucking no.
No, 8-year-olds, no, but these are still developmentally appropriate answers from a kid. So this, if the school's if the school is a fucking mandatory reporter, which I'm sure it is because they are in most states, and they don't know whether or not this is a significant problem, then it's their fucking ass and their job on the line if they don't report it. So, and ultimately, the discretion for charging this guy is with the cops. So I think the point at which you really say, I don't know what you're thinking, is with the cops who filed the report and how they filed it, which is probably public. And if we Googled around, we could probably get it. And the DA who decided it was worth prosecuting. That's where the problem is. Everything else that happened up to that point, I think, was what needed to happen.
My guess with the incident with the cops is the dad probably went back to the school. The cops were there and they were like, what's going on? And he got indignant with them, because that's usually how cops work. If you work with them, they tend to be OK. And if you get indignant, they turn into assholes. That's just kind of how they roll. Well, we mentioned the our favorite spelling bee kid.
I know it.
Exactly. Deadspin.com turned him into a rap star.
Kabara Goya.
Kabara Goya. I know it. I know it. I totally know it. C-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A. Kabara Goya. What? I know it. I know it. What? C-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A, Kabara Goya. I know it! I know it! What? C-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A,
not really that good editing job.
Y-A, Kabara Goya. I know it! I know it!
No, it's not.
But they would do that whatever thing, you know, to make it whatever. I don't know. I feel bad for this kid. I don't. He looks like maybe somebody who doesn't need the world picking on him.
He's like the Star Wars boy of the next generation.
That's so true.
Star Wars kid.
I feel bad for laughing at him now, but like it is kind of funny, and it sucks that he spelled the word wrong. I know it.
He does know it.
He knew it.
I wish him nothing but the best.
Knew it. The ding threw me. What's the sound they play if you get it right?
That's the wrong.
They give you a ding.
It doesn't make any noise if you get it right.
Yeah, if you hear a sound, you're wrong. Speaking of being wrong, the Kardashians reportedly hate their fat brother for being fat.
Oh.
America's new sweetheart, Rob Kardashian, walked out on the wedding after he reportedly realized his family is truly awful. The airbrushed Kardashian family's displeasure for Rob's recent weight gain has been well documented, but things reportedly came to a head when the family started dressing for a lunch party at Valentino's Chateau de Wideville outside of Paris. And I'm pronouncing that wrong.
Wideville?
Vidville.
Perfect for Rob.
Rob said he was sickened by Kim and Kanye's display of wealth and clothes and beauty and called it superficial bullshit. But Kim was pissed that Rob hadn't made any effort to drop any weight over the past few months. Rob basically thinks Kim only cares about him for his appearance, and he said that he'd make life easier for her and just leave. Now Rob just doesn't seem to feel comfortable or happy around his family at all.
Aw, poor Rob.
It's actually kind of sad.
It is sad.
You know, because at least one of them is a person deep down.
Well, only because he got fat.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, otherwise he wouldn't.
Fat makes the man.
Well, because he can't, like, he realized that, like, you know, being a human being is more than your physical appearance. Like, before that, he was super shallow, too. Like, he didn't have much. Hmm. And, like, he's still, like, I don't know. I get it, but it's sad and it's reality at the same time. But also, dude, if you have all that money and you can get a trainer and eat healthy and...
Okay, Kim.
Liposuction. You know, I don't know.
As long as he's healthy, it doesn't matter what your size is or whatever.
See a shrink.
Yeah.
Get happy.
What, you're a Kardashian. What the fuck do you think was going to happen?
I think this whole story is bullshit made up anyway.
No.
No, he's been getting a lot of shit for it. For a while, for the last couple of years.
From who?
From his family. It's
on
like
the
been
show, yeah.
On the show, yeah. It's been like a thing. Mm. Ever
Rob,
since
you have
like,
to lose weight.
What better way to help someone lose weight than to make them feel bad about
to badger
his
them.
Weight? Yeah. Molest him.
That's right. Mm. Well,
the non-sexual way.
Mm-hmm. Members of One Direction, changing the subject completely, decided to film themselves passing a joint around in Peru, and today the world sees them for what they are. A bunch of young stoner kids. Let's go to the audio and video from a van in Peru on the Daily Mail website. Mail them.
All good for the chicken now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Look at
Is that what we were talking about?
Oh, that's a head. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
it's amazing.
Go ahead.
Oh,
that's a net. Yeah.
Well, we got a full chicken.
Nice.
Wow.
That's a tech.
Yeah, but we can take this to Jamaica, sir. We don't have anything in Jamaica set up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got to wait.
That's it. Pretty exciting, huh?
That's kids, riveting
kids,
stuff.
Kids smoking a joint.
Boy, kids today.
Kids today smoking
joints.
In
my day, people did that.
What?
We simply put it on the internet because of technology. Because
there wasn't.
They act. We decide. Oh. Cool or tool.
All right, we're going to get through this quickly. Quickly, Ted. Overconfidence. Cool or tool?
Tool.
Diana.
Tool.
Christiana.
Tool.
Yeah, absolutely tool. You got to be able to back it up.
I know it's a tool.
Got to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It's true. The Kardashians. Diana.
Tool.
Christiana.
Tool for marketing.
Ted.
Total tool.
Absolutely tool.
Hey.
And finally, One Direction. Christiana.
My kid thinks one of their songs is also her jam, therefore they're cool.
Diana.
Tool.
Ted.
Tool.
No, they're cool. Come on.
They are two all the way to the fucking bank.
Didn't he just say, like, an abbreviated version of the N-word? Did we all miss that?
What?
What?
No.
No.
When he got high, that's what they're like. That was the problem with the article.
Oh.
That's what the whole issue was. Not them smoking. It was because he said an abbreviated.
Was that him or was that Bieber?
Bieber did it a long time ago. He apologized. He didn't know any better, okay?
So did Don Sterling. Let's let him go too, right? Jeez.
That's a little different. Well, I mean,
makes Bieber sell
but, like, kids these days when they're young, it's like they think it's the cool, hip thing to do. Like,
I think we should make Bieber buy a sports team so then we can make him sell it.
For $2 billion.
Yeah, damn.
Make him walk home.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. That's it for Cooler Tool, and that's gonna do it for this episode. Oh. Of the Nate Darling Show. It's an abbreviated one, Ted, because I'm on vacation.
Oh, sorry, Nate.
I'm doing stuff.
All right.
We're all doing stuff. You guys get a week off, too.
Yay.
I'm on vacation.
It's my jam.
Yeah. It's your daughter's jam, too, right?
It is. I let her pick all my jam, you know.
she can just hang on the same jam. That's good.
Right now, her jam is jet lag.
Oh, well, yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah.
Coming back from the other side of the world, yo.
Yo.
All right, y'all, we're going to have a fresh new episode for you on Friday of the Nate Darling Show. Until then, enjoy Christiana's jam. It's Fitz and the Tantrums in the Walker on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.